everything that rocks.
Good morning, 713, Brock Hunter.
Quarantine, fuck.
Stop being such a pussy. Let's take a quick look at your forecast today. We got some fogs, we got some clouds, chance for some rain, high of 57. Seriously, this morning when I stepped outside, I'm like, well, if there's ever a morning to get murdered by someone in a trench coat with a hook hand, this morning is the morning. It was creepy as F out this morning.
Little Jason Voorhees-esque.
Dude, it was. And since there's like nobody on the roads, and usually when I get up and going to work anyways, it's not, you know, that busy, but there's a few and there was nothing. And then the lights were on and I scurried to my truck. I'm like, oh, God. So that fog stick around today. Tonight, cloudy, more rain.
Which is weird because you tripped and fell like 8 times on the way to your truck.
Still didn't get me. Still didn't get me.
Oh, God.
Idiot.
Why is your bra falling off, Brock?
It's amazing. I ran through a sprinkler, too. Tomorrow, chance for some rain, high of 62, some thunderstorms possible. Hopefully, it's not too crappy. I was wanting to get out and do a little fishing. Let's see. Sunday, rain in the forecast, high of 60, then it's falling. And then we're going to see a little bit cooler temperatures next week. Nothing too terrible. Mostly the lower 50s. But
what are the chances of rain today, does it say?
30% chance of rain.
30%. Right?
For you. So there you go. All right.
So I want to do something outside.
You want to do something outside? No. You stay inside. You sit inside, you shut up.
It's by the myself. Morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. There you go. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Divorce rates are skyrocketing from couples who are stuck in quarantine together. Some divorce attorneys say that they've seen a 50% rise in calls from potential clients.
Wow.
See, wow. You're fortunate that you and your wife work separately from each other. There's a little bit more strain on Kiki and I because we work together and live together. She's just always around. Always.
See, here's the deal, though. Here's what's worrying me is, yeah, she is still going to work. She got a new job, and she's one of the few that are out still working. I mean, they're taking precautions. She's not working directly with people, you know, touching and squeezing. But it's just the fact of her being out and then coming home. I'm like, did you wash your hands?
Yeah.
Did you take a shower?
You should just spray her with Lysol when she walks through the door. Just
how do you feel? Were you coughing on the way home? It's like I interrogate her every time she comes home.
Well, see, here's the funny thing is because your wife is so young, she'll be fine. You, on the other hand, you probably got something to worry about.
The old bag of bones. Yeah, for sure.
She's coughing in your Cheerios, man. I'm
like, no, I can't. Don't give it to me.
She's young and nubile. Her old ass husband's going to die.
Yeah, I think she's been coughing on me recently.
On purpose, sneezing on you. Jesus, lady.
She went to go push me down the stairs, but she was like, no.
Has she had you sign any documents recently?
She just went and got a life insurance thing for some reason. It was weird.
Terrible. Just terrible. She's going to snuff you out. If you're having some difficulties with your significant other, it just spread out a little bit. Maybe one of you spend time in the basement, one of you spend time upstairs. You know, it's okay. You don't need, just because you're stuck inside together, you don't need to be around each other constantly, you know?
You and Kiki been screaming at each other at all?
Oh, we do that anyways. It doesn't matter. Quarantine or not. No. Actually, we've been good. It's been surprisingly.
You don't know how lucky you are.
The quarantine hasn't gotten to us yet, but again, we're only one week in, so we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
You will never find anybody better.
Good luck. Lady, I'm the best you'll ever get. That's what I yell into the mirror when I'm practicing, you know. It's International Whiskey Day today. Good day to have a few whiskey cocktails, by the way. So if you're going to drink, which I'm sure a lot of us are because we're stuck inside, have some whiskey. Whiskey and diet, that's always a good drink.
What's your whiskey of choice?
I don't go too crazy. I like Red Stag. Just because it's got a nice little flavor to it. But otherwise, you know, Jack's fine. There's no good whiskey. Anybody who says, oh, this whiskey's so good. No, there's no such thing as good whiskey.
Jack's pretty good.
No, 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 no. Okay, so you're going to, out of everything else, You could just, but you mix it though. I'm talking like straight up drinking whiskey.
You're going straight. Yeah, I mix it, man.
Yeah. No, anything's fine. Anything's bearable when you mix it. Talking straight up. I tried being a whiskey guy for a while, and Kiki got me these nice, like, whiskey glasses, and she got me these, it's like a kit, and it made like
Did you get the whiskey stones?
It was the ice ball, so it doesn't melt as fast, and it goes right in the glass, and you pour. And I tried it, and it's just like, after a while, I'm like, all this whiskey tastes the same.
Good question for you.
Yeah.
Why is it when you have whiskey stones or the ice ball, you only fill your glass halfway or not even halfway of whiskey? Is it to make yourself feel better? Like, okay, I don't have a full glass of whiskey. I'm not a full blown alcoholic. What is it? Is it just like
I think so. Or when you do like whiskey neat, you're not supposed to have like a full, 8 ounces. They usually do like whiskey. If you do like a whiskey neat, it's probably 2 ounces maybe, mm-hmm. 2.5.
What's the difference between that and having like 3 or 4 glasses of it? It's all the same.
I don't know. Is it because you're sipping it? I guess if you have a full glass of it. Yeah, because think about if you saw someone with a full glass, even a little a tumbler, nothing big, a full glass of whiskey, you'd be like, holy Lord, that guy is going to end up getting arrested tonight.
We need to sit this guy down and talk.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're filling your whiskey glass all the way to the top, you're doing it wrong. You're supposed to just little bits. A couple whiskey stones in there.
I've got a stein full of whiskey.
Yes, yes. If you're doing what do they got there at Wings?
Yeah, schooner.
If you're doing a schooner or like a tower, if you're doing a tower of whiskey, you're not doing it right.
What kind of beer is that? That looks pretty dark.
It's dark. Is that like an amber ale? No, that's whiskey. What the hell is wrong with you?
God. What up, Glenn?
What the hell is wrong with you? That's your morning dump.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock.
Yeah, dude. You know, dude.
Jackass 4, it's happening.
I don't want it to happen. I don't think it's going to be.
I think it'll be good.
I don't think it's going to be good. But we'll see. We'll see. I don't want to be a negative Nancy just yet. Anyway, 7:26. Let's get right to it. Your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Have you not tried the new Bud Light Seltzers? You dummy. What are you doing? Great thing to have. Obviously, summer's right around the corner, and I know it seems far away, and we're stuck inside right now, but you are going to be on a boat or on the beach or just...
I'm
on a boat, and I'm drinking Bud Light Seltzer, and yeah, check it out. Bud Light Seltzer, they're delicious. What do you got for sports, buddy? Because I got a couple things otherwise, so...
Yep. Let me go through a few things I did in the 6 o'clock hour, then let's get to yours because it's something different. I like it. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Roger Goodell, NFL News, confirmed to teams in a memo Thursday that the 2020 NFL Draft will proceed as scheduled on April 23rd through the 25th. He wrote a little message. Basically, it's just saying, hey, you know what? Make sure you got good internet. Make sure you're not around a bunch of people. We're not going to do it in Vegas like we originally were going to because, well, that's just not safe and that's just not what people are doing.
Yeah.
So I said to you earlier, could you imagine getting your mom answers the phone, you got a magic jack while you're doing the draft? Going to the end of, hey, Ma, get off the phone.
Ma,
I'm going to the Redskins.
Come on, Ma. And then someone's getting drafted by the Browns and like, it's fine. I lost connection. Yeah, it's all right. It's okay.
Oh, the internet was out.
I'm not going to the Browns.
Right. Moving on. Mark Cuban, you know him from Shark Tank. He does a bunch of different things.
Yeah.
Dallas Mavericks owner. He isn't shy when it comes to presenting outside of the box ideas of how the NBA should take measures against the coronavirus once it play eventually resumes. Basically, he's saying we should use a thermal gun to just take people's temperature. You can tell right away if somebody's sick by just shining a beam on them.
Right there.
It's not a bad idea.
No. Everyone should be checked, and they should be, because they're in close quarters. They should be doing constant checking of those. Or, I don't know. It's tough, man, because do you waste, like, if we have enough testing kits, do we do that? Is there a better way to do it if you just scan them to see how their temperature is, you know? I mean, I guess that's a more feasible way to do it.
It's just weird that, like, when sports are going to resume, it's still going to be on everybody's mind. Everybody's going to be on eggshells.
Yep.
I mean, could you imagine being, like, a receiver in the NFL and the DB across from you starts coughing?
Yeah. Like, dude. Like, makes you just run faster, though. Make you
or
get
the
open.
Other way around. The other way around, the receiver starts coughing. The DB's like, I ain't getting close to this guy. I'm going to let him catch the ball. Yeah, I'm just, you know, it's weird to think about that. It's going to be so relevant in sports, even when they do resume, just precaution-wise.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen with that. So.
All right, we'll check it out. We can save my stories for tomorrow. That's good enough for right now. So, all right, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Hence, the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Hey, 7:36, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
What's up?
It's time for your topic of the day brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria M139 in Benton Harbor. I don't know if you've ever had Joey C's Pizzeria. If you haven't, God, dude, there's subs. I'm dreaming of their subs. You know what? I'm gonna have Joey C's this weekend too. I'm going ham, buddy. I've been so good. I've been eating ramen and tuna fish. I'm treating myself to some Joey C's this weekend.
How about this? I'm gonna one up you. I'm gonna do three slices at once.
Bitch, you can't handle three slices of Joey C's pizza at once. Come on now. By the way, Joey C's still open. All right, you can carry out. Obviously, there's no dining in, but carry out. You can get them on Grubhub, all that good stuff. So check them out. Joey C's Pizzeria, pizza, pasta, subs. What's the matter for you? Your topic for today: in five words, how's your quarantine been going so far? In five words, we got some great comments on Facebook. Alicia said, hanging with my favorite people. Aw. She can't mean her family. Does she mean her family?
Or she's still working?
She's still working. She's alone. She's living alone.
In a house full of cats. That's what she...
I like this one. Dana said, trying not to kill each other. She said, I'm pretty sure that's six words, but for the argument's sake, it's five.
Yeah, you know what? You think a lot of us are it's been a week, right? And some of us starting to walk on eggshells a little bit.
Yeah.
Looking around, like feeling each other out. How are you doing today?
Just because you're in the house, you can still practice social distancing, all right? That's fine. It's fine. Do some stuff on your own.
That gun, still locked up, right?
Jesus. I'm keeping an eye on it.
Why is the rug bunched up in front of the staircase? It's weird.
It's so weird. How's your quarantine been going in five words?
It's going good, man. Like I said, she's still working, so it's kind of normal.
Yeah.
But last night, you could tell she was getting a little antsy. I was working on a little project that I did yesterday, and she was on the computer doing stuff. But after about 2 hours of it, she mentioned something. She's like, so... this is what quarantine's like, huh? I'm like, oh, boy, here it comes. Here it comes.
And then she put a pillow over your face.
Yeah.
If I had to sum up my quarantine and how it's going so far in five words, it would be figuring out wife's pet peeves.
Oh, yeah. You'll figure them out quick.
I'm starting to realize little things that I do. And it's not like she's, like, screaming at me about them. But it's like I got to check myself. Because, you know, there's times where it's like I would be by myself, so it's not as big of a deal. But now, since you're always around someone, I am figuring out wife's pet peeves. That is my quarantine in five words. So I feel like I'm doing all right. I'm making notes for later on in life. This is a good learning time right now, so I don't screw up.
You're not going to make it.
You're not going to make it, bro. You're not going to make it.
Just accept it.
Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. How's your quarantine going so far in five words? We'll be back in a few. Stick around.
All right. Gonna make your ears bleed. Everything that rocks.
All righty. Good morning. 749. Oh. Getting right to it. You're at Joey C's Pizzeria, topic of the day. In five words, how has your quarantine... When the hell are you watching? Hunter!
Oh, what's up? Sorry.
What was that?
Looney Tunes.
Jesus.
I was catching up on my Looney Tunes.
You're so stupid. You're so dumb.
Dude, it's a fan. It's great. Just, I love
Looney Tunes is legit. Even the ones they did, the Tiny Tunes, remember that one?
Yes.
Tiny Toons was great. Animaniacs was great.
You know what was great about it is that there's adult humor in it. Yeah. Like back in the day, like you could get away with things that you can't in cartoons now. And well, it was just Tom
would smoke in Tom and Jerry, for God's sake. Which, by the way, you know why his name was Tom, right?
Why?
He's a tomcat.
Yeah. Makes sense.
You know why his name was Jerry, right?
Why?
That's what his mom named him.
He was a race car driver?
No, that's what his mom named him.
So stupid.
Anyway, in five words, how's your quarantine been going?
I got mine, man.
Yeah, what do you got? Five words.
Haven't worn jeans in days. Seriously.
You're such a bum.
I just realized that the other day. I put a pair of jeans on. I'm like, wait a second. It's been a while. It's been a long time since I've had to put jeans on. I've been quarantined, man. Why would you wear jeans?
I don't know. So you're not such a useless piece of trash.
This is true. Very true.
Let's see here. I'm going over Facebook. Some quarantines in five words. You know what's crazy is a lot of people are still working. As I'm reading this, like, I don't know. Quarantine, what are you talking about, man? I'm still working. Let's see. Sharon said, caught up on my reading. Very nice. See, it's a good time. Get some reading done. I've been doing some reading, which is nice. Let's see. Angela said, going to Meyer FU. Damn it, Angela.
Yeah, come on. What's the situation there? Is there toilet paper? Can you get that? Because that was a big thing for a while.
I got through all week without needing anything. And so yesterday I did make a quick stop over at the Wally World there. And there's still no toilet paper. There's no sanitizing stuff. There's no, like, antibacterial wipes, nothing like that. There's no toilet paper. They haven't restocked. It's kind of crazy. It's still kind of bananas. So,
well,
yeah. Yep. Let's see. Robert said, forced to work at home. I guess, Hunter, you're doing that.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome to it. It's not bad, man. You're going to get a little quarantined fever. Cabin fever.
Make some quarantinis. So that's all you got to do. Let's see. Homer said, when will this crap end? That's a good one. I like that. Jenny, how's her quarantine going in five words? Who is delivering the vodka? Is there any booze delivery going on right now?
Yes, there is. There is. I'm not exactly sure. I've seen it. I know beers for sure. There's a lot of, like, there's breweries that are delivering beers. As far as vodka, though, I'm not sure. You might have to go to the store for that.
Yeah.
Can Grubhub do that?
I don't know.
I mean, probably not, because you got to show ID and whatnot.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I don't know for sure. Let's see. Danielle said, I'm eating way too much. I'm right there with you, Danielle. It's so hard not to just sit and snack. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Don't get full when you're quarantined.
You don't.
It's
nuts, and you're just sitting there, and God forbid you smoke anything. You're going to eat. People are either going to get super fit from, like, working out at home, like if they have this, or everyone's just going to be fat. We're all going to come out of quarantine, and we're just going to be big tubs of lard.
So here, I said it a couple days ago on the show for the diabetics out there listening. I'm a diabetic as well. They keep saying, be careful. You're susceptible. Your immune system, blah, blah, blah. You know what you need to be careful is overeating.
Yeah.
And spiking your sugar. That's what they need to be talking about. You're going to be in your house for days and days, and there's the only one thing to do is eat.
Yeah.
And being a diabetic, you don't want to overeat, man. You know?
Well, that's I think, kind of the crazy part is, you know, we've talked about, like, you know, this quarantine and everything, staying home, staying safe, and obviously we need to do it. But when you're just sitting at home, and I feel like such a little bitch saying this. Like, there's times where I'm like, I don't know what to do. Yet I have, you know, PlayStation, I have books, puzzles, guitar, but there's also points where you're like, I don't want to do any of that. I want to go do something else, but you can't do something else. I don't know.
Could you imagine seeing, like, somebody before the quarantine, they're like $1.25, and then months down the road, you see them again when you can, and they're like $2.25. God, it really blew up, man.
What happened? Good Lord. And it's all in the neck and gut.
Yeah. And maybe if we all just agree, like, you know what? Hey, we're just going to eat everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, just accept it. We're already getting big.
It's the new standard. All right. That's it. If we all do it, we can all do it. Gathright said, what day is it again? Nice. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
I keep forgetting it's Friday.
I know. It's hard to get you lose track of days because every day feels like a weird Sunday. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We'll end with Tony's. How's your quarantine going in five words so far? Too much porn, no lotion.
Jeez, man.
Now, the question is, have you used up all your lotion already, or you never had lotion to begin with, and you're realizing that the chafing is becoming a problem?
My internet is slow. I data capped.
Data capped. Data capped first day quarantined. Perfect. All right. We'll be back. Hey.